This is August the 20th, 1996.
We decided it just literally on the spur of the moment, so it's made it an incredibly busy morning from daylight on. I had to write a little this morning. We have business that has to be taken care of along with the plans we make otherwise. I realize that we probably should have done this on the last day or so, but it would not have been with good wisdom that we would do it, and I would ask for wisdom in how we handle it today. I have cleared a space so that we won't have any real interference. The most that we may have is an attempt or two to break the shield, so just don't be nervous from any earthquakes or anything that may happen. I've also cleared it with Edwards to keep clear. It isn't that there is anything at all particularly special, especially to you ones who are local. So whatever we do the rest of the day, as far as touring or anything like that, people, you don't need to go if you don't want to. There's no point in it. But especially for you ones that are still here, I would like to be able to share before you go, and the reason that I want to tape it pretty carefully is so that we can share with the ones who have been here and already gone home. The more focused appreciation and energy we can show, the more apt we are to begin to be able to accumulate our abundance. And when ones have an idea of what it is we are about, we have less interference, because what we plan to do is a contribution to everyone, not just to this little handful. Now, it can be stated all over the world that the Eckers take the money and run. Well, number one, they haven't run far, so they must not have much money. But that's all beside the point. We are outgrowing this sort of quibbling, and we're doing it now. We are getting excellent response. I will just say Africa. Let's just leave it Africa. They're not laughing. They're trying to figure a way to get this done. The obvious thing is that if any nation does it, any central bank does it, it's going to have to mean that there is almost an entirely a cut rift with the United States of America. And there are plenty of countries who would like to do that, but not the Federal Reserve banks of those countries, which will be called the central banks. And word's already gone out and spread out to the banking contacts that you're not to do this or else. Well, some of them aren't going to accept or else. So the obvious thing is that we will have to get the big hardball players in on it anyway. I don't want to give away strategy. I don't want to talk who. I just want a central focus on getting this done. And that means we don't go ask for a zillion dollars, or I would rather you ask for a zillion dollars in a specific amount. Let us just begin to get these things finalized. We were given a limit, a time of response for more information on Monday. Poor Rick's been up since 4. Taking phone calls from Africa, and I'm telling you, we're getting a very decent reception. This is not laughable anymore. And what you don't know is that the politicians of the Republican side, because Grandma had already given Clinton several opportunities, so we've not bothered to do much with that administration. I don't think you want a person of that caliber even beginning to represent you. So there is a possibility of being able to do some work with Kemp. When we were working with Donahue, Donahue was a very close personal friend of Kemp's and did have several meetings with him, at which time we were working on cement and housing and low-cost aerated cement housing and modular homes and things like this. And Kemp actually was backing one of those projects, and it went south with all of the other problems that we've had in the Institute. We can't have these lawsuits all over amongst these attorneys without it taking such an incredible amount of time that we don't have time to get other things done. It isn't that we don't have competent legal help, and especially now, but you keep bringing in attorneys that have to be brought up to speed, and everything has to be run past the Eckers. Well, everything has to be run past the Eckers, and we may as well not make games out of it. EJ has to make it work some way. And therefore, nobody wants to go out and volunteer him to do more, or Commander to do more. And everybody says, oh, well, we better check with Commander. Well, who's that really mean has to have a meeting? So I'm just trying to explain this morning that nobody is complaining. But it's time for us to focus on some of these other things. The having. The receiving. What in the hell are we about? How can we sit here and have a tea party? And I should interrupt and say that over here, Pierre has brought some French cheeses and breads, and we wanted to have an opportunity to share that before everybody left. And I didn't want even to specifically call a meeting today, because I didn't want anybody to change plans already underway. But we need to look at what we plan to do. And others also were working with us, and they understood our plans fairly well until it got to be them and us. I don't mind them and us, but when I do say, if you do it that way, you will be in competition with us at some point. That is only fair. And if we can't work together in separate corporate businesses, we can't do it anyway, because I am not going to have some damn commune. We have necessities to be done. And every one of the projects could be considered research and development. And yes, we could have gone right to the government and asked for grants. But we don't want to do business like everybody else has done business. It is a lousy way upon which to base an economy. There are some extremely important, different items that we need to build here. And yet, you can look at your maps, and I want you to look closely at your maps, because regardless of whether or not anything happens, we have to look at all contingency possibilities. At which point, you look at Scallion's map, and that's the pretty general picture of the ones who, quote, are the seers. That you're going to be an island, and you will take in probably the Breckenridge line of mountains over here along the Kern River and the Kern River. All of that area will be thrust up for one thing. Then you will have an inflow or an influx of the ocean property, and you may very well lose all of Bakersfield. This will extend on up beyond Stockton, the island itself. Now, that's assuming Scallion is correct. But it will take out your major city, or parts of it. It certainly will take out your source of supply, which is L.A. and parts west. You know, anymore, with all the trucking and the shipping and so forth, You will find San Joaquin Valley fruit being sold in New York while you import from Florida. It's a business. your world has turned into a business. But it's easy enough to divert fruit, for instance. Although your lower areas, your more moderate areas for citrus growing may well be gone. That means you're going to have to pretty soon start some kind of citrus operation where you can get it sheltered enough to warm it enough to keep some manner of growing capability. And if we can work quickly enough, and I don't want to put this in your pipe to have smoke dreams or to start planning on it, because we have the technology. We have the technology. If we have to do it, we can encapsulate or bubble some of the growing fields already there to maintain a transition point for things like citrus fruits that you're going to have. And there's some up in the foothills that are touch and go for frost already. But we may be able to salvage some of them and get them sheltered enough before frost or freeze to protect the crops. But we're not going to deal with those concerns now. Those are things that we can do physically after the fact or just at the time of the fact. And you working on them is going to get us closed down. So be reasonable about what you want to do. Because if you start out there in an open factory building wireless boxes for total energy consumption, they're going to close you down. Know it. You've got to have other excuses for doing everything you do from now on in. So you will have what we will call factories of front operation. And it is actually that you will be developing whatever you are doing. But experimentation can be done in those same buildings, even with R&D contracts. We must bring all of our major funding in as R&D or whatever kind of loans we decide to call them. It will be venture capital, but out of our apportionment, we will buy our money up front, so there is no stock. Not as you think of stockholders out to get all the profits in the world, nor will we accept major interest payments. Pay them double. Therefore, we have to have enough funding to be able to do that. Let us say we borrow from XYZ, Mr. Liebenberg. Let's just say we do a joint venture with Liebenberg, and he loans us money. He loans us $1 billion. We will borrow two and give him back one, right off the top, and we're through. You have made money, Mr. Liebenberg. And then at some point, or maybe you pay him back time and a half so that he makes enough profit to make it worth his while. Or he runs into a trading program where they can make money for him with his money. I'm not trying to change the world. I'm trying to change this place. But not the place, just what we do. We're not interested in going out and trying to put anybody out of business. But my intent is to have enough to buy the town if we want it. And then you don't have nearly as much trouble with the planning commission, do you?
We'll be on it.
And in the processing, we need enough to be able to put in a proper sewer system with, for instance, a kiln dryer to reclaim that sewage for the fields. And I'm not talking about as fertilizer. I'm talking about as soil. If you have kilns, you can cook that, bake that, and it becomes soil again. And it is already an operation that is done by others. So we're not talking new. But you have to decide where, and you have to decide how, and you have to do it all within every regulation that comes along. The one thing that may trouble a lot of people is, well, I've been waiting around here to run something for 8 years, 10 years. I've been part of this for 150 years, and I know that I need to do this. Please don't ask to run that kiln factory if you don't even know what I'm talking about. We will also be able to afford to pull in the expertise. There are zillions of qualified people out of work who know how to do it. That only one qualification. They have to come in and work according to our plan. And just because they're president of the company doesn't mean crap. We want workers. We want participation. Nobody sitting in their white shirt with their feet on the desk telling the clerk to hide something. And yet we're going to have to structure things according to the modus operandi already established, or they will then come in and shut us down. But it will be harder if we own the town. And I'm not talking about running out there with our placards and becoming sovereign. I'm talking about owning the town. And then we work just exactly as we have. But you can see we need a lot. And I want your energy poured toward getting these things finalized. We've got enough established. Trust me, we have enough. Just our portion established to do 3 or 4 or 5 of these pods. And they will be totally done within the workings of what is already established. We are going to need Costco-type warehouses. We want to build a factory outlet. We are going to have a complex, we'll show you where, that will outdo anything around, and we will want to build a type of resort area with it where people want to come out here just to shop, and there will be a nice parking place where you can camp for the weekend, and we can also have what we will call a closed-gated operation, like a Costco, so that you can keep tabs over who is here and who is expected. And if we have a major, major upheaval, the people who are members will have a place to come and park their recreational vehicle. We can close the gates and keep all of that food storage and clothing storage and furniture storage that is within that, quote, compound. I don't know what else to call it that you will understand, and I don't want to make big explanations for this tape that I hear about in a Nevada court. I mean, I don't want to hear about this in a Nevada court from Abbott or Horton or George Green. Now, we've grown up here. I want this to be taken seriously. No more footsie playing. This is serious time. It's happening. It's coming down. And I want you to be a part of it. I don't want you to be on the outside wondering what the hell you're missing. And if we can't do it that way, then we don't deserve to be able to do it at all. This is not child play. This is adult, mature growth and building, and doing it within a society where we meet every law, every regulation, and we don't have any trouble with them. If you don't fudge, you don't have to hide anything. And that is what, quite frankly, has done us in good stead all the way. And the adversary and the people that have stood against us are going to fall. I'm sorry. I don't know any other way to put it. They're going to fall. Because they have done it to themselves. We have not lied. We are touted as being a bunch of liars and an asshole in these things. We have not lied. Every story coming back is filled to overflow with total obscene lies and ridiculous things. And I'm going to have trouble today with her voice. I do this, I yell, and then I pay. I don't have a speaker, you know, after an hour. But I'm passionate about this. This is our mission. This is our mission. And you've heard it now for 3 days. Our mission is God in a survival of a remnant. I don't know how to make you understand. I just hope you will accept and pray that it doesn't happen too soon. It is going to happen. Things are already so off balance that many of these things cannot be stopped. Why would you stop the evolution of a globe, a planet? To retain the dark forces in a city like L.A.? Am I saying that I want to topple off L.A. and kill all those people? No. But you must be prepared, mustn't you, if you survive. We cannot change some of the things that will happen, but we can change our own environment. And yes, we can do it. And you will have other ruins found throughout this world where obviously they were eating dinner and something happened. Some happened like Pompeii, and you see the bodies. Things have happened like the Mayans, and you don't see anything except supper on the table. That's because they were taken up. And it wasn't because they were such damn good people. They sacrificed people. For goodness sakes. Evil has always reached a point, an epitome. And many were taken up and fled the place and went to places like Orion. And maybe that's why Sirius and Orion is the middle of the buffalo and Sirius is the tail. Don't worry about it. Keep your connection with God and you'll end up on the nose, and that's the best place to be. Or right between God's horns. Because he's going to have a craft on either tip to look after you. I want today to share with you. That means we're going to have to split up and look intelligent. We're not going to go rent buses or anything. And some of you local ones may not want to bother to make the trip. We can do that another day. But the ones who are out of town obviously aren't going to have another opportunity. So I felt that maybe if we could agree and handle this properly and make no big issue of it so that the cult went out today, we would like to caravan around and show you. I will make a running tape and ask others to have input so that by the time we're done with the trip, you will all have everything that takes place. And we will begin over, where we will begin. I felt that if we met here first, we would give any latecomers like us an opportunity to get here. And I don't know who all might come. It isn't important because if they are out of town here, they have another opportunity. And maybe they've already seen part of this. So I have to just let you decide how you want to handle it. We'll drive along in a caravan and we will look at these places. And then I want it very carefully considered. There are some places that I would like to take you that are right on the beaten path, right on everybody basically has been there, but they don't know anything about what they're about. And these things I don't want chitter-chattered about. I don't want to compete for Tecunchula's land. Anybody who has land and anything that will be purchased here will be fair market value. they'll be overpaid for their land. And a lot of them are expecting this, so they are really hiking that price. But I want you to understand something, that during this period of time where some others held land, what I considered, and I told them at the time, I really do appreciate you guys holding this land. What I do not appreciate, gentlemen, is that you have held this land and you have all but lost it and it's gone into foreclosure, but you want to charge us back our own development improvements. That's a no-no. I won't accept that. And people will say, well, why hasn't it built up more? Well, why in the world would it build up more when your major industry here is a prison, an aerospace bedroom, and they've laid off thousands of aerospace people? We're going to build on North Tehachapi. I don't give a damn what they call it. They call it Capitol Hills. I really appreciate what these people did. And we've met with them and we helped lay out this. And Capitol Hills over here, North Tehachapi, and we will go back to calling it North Tehachapi. I don't like Capitol Hills. I don't like the term Technopolis.
Can we use Tehachapi North?
Tehachapi North is wonderful. We're going to build motion picture studios, network television. We're going to run cables through there. We're going to have domes, some of them 30 stories high. And it is already laid out on the pattern of Atlantis. It's going to have circular drives, pods of domes, industry. It's going to have a Pea Soup Anderson type of restaurant motel. We've already worked with it. Those people have been out years ago to set it up. It will have a truck stop and a soup kitchen and a place where truckers can pull off, have a bath, have a warm supper, and enjoy our place. We are going to have this resort area near our Costco complex, and I'm calling it that because we're getting the head of Costco development to do it. He's waiting. He lives in Hart Flat. He's been waiting for 5 years for us to get our shit together. We're going to bring some Anderson's steakhouses out here. We've had them waiting for 5 years. It isn't that we've been sitting on our thumbs doing whirligigs. We've been busy. And every time we have one more adversarial attack, I get so pissed off I can't stand it. And I'm not one you want to have pissed off at you. Today is a change. This weekend, you got your message. It's a spiritual journey. It is flat out of time. And I'm going to push forward, and I'm going to get this done. And I don't give a damn what those others want out of us. You can spread the word, Ms. Tootin. Mr. Fort is going to get his money, but by damn, George Green is not going to get the money from Dave Overton. That is blasphemy. And neither is Horton and Abbott, who have taken advantage of these people to the point, taken their money to lie to the court. It isn't going to happen. Now, those people can start working with us, or they can stay on the outside. I don't give a damn which. But the lying, the cheating, and the thieving is going to stop. Now, Mr. Ince thinks that these people are packed and they have their suitcases under the crawl space, and that went as an affidavit to court. Now, how the hell would he know? And if they were, they wouldn't put it under the floor. They'd put it in the attic, wouldn't they, Charles? Those kinds of games are for kindergarten. I understand they have what they consider an investment. It was not an investment. It was loans. They understood exactly what they were doing when they did it. I'm getting on with it. I just want it clearly understood what we're about before we walk out that door. Because I am going to show you what we plan to do and where we plan to do it. And I have to trust you, don't I? Because I'm going to share some spiritual things with you that will blow your minds. And after today, all of we local ones can go up there and experience this. So it is mainly important that our guests be able to go and experience. You're going to have to consider Scallion's map over here, and here's, I guess, another one that will allow you to have some idea about what you may look like. You will be the larger island in this chain. Now, here is a topographical map that is just interesting. I don't see any reason to make a big deal of it. Here is Bakersfield. You can see that it is in the lower lands. And if you have water moving in through here, it's going to get those oil fields. But I also want to tell you that politically, satanically, Bakersfield is the darkest spot west of the Mississippi. So hold it in your heart. Moving on down here. Here is Bear Mountain, which you will see, which can be pointed out outside here. It's over here. And then Tehachapi is nestled in here. Above 4,000 feet, you're going to be safe. When massive earthquakes come that knock that area into islands, you can expect a 1,200-foot rise of portions like Tehachapi. We have cradled the whole of the crystal 6 miles around that crystal so that we can lift it out so that it doesn't fracture the crystal. Don't concern yourself with it. We think that we have it pretty well stabilized, that a 3.7 quake is the highest that will hit this area as a magnitude. This would be a natural quake. Obviously, if you're going to be shoved up, there will be disruption, but I believe that we can hold it to the 26-mile diameter of not too much incredible damage. I can't promise it because of the White Wolf Fault underneath this place. Took out this entire town in the early 50s. But we have relieved pressure off of it. We have had now out near Sweet Ridge and Mojave, we have experienced quakes of 4 and 5 magnitude, and nobody in Tehachapi knew it. So we've had an opportunity to run some tests. As you move in the other direction across the Garlock Fault, as you follow it along from the Mojave area on around and get over to the other areas. I think it's 99. I'm not sure. Gorman, that area, anyway. That is a trigger point. When it goes along the Garlock Fault over there, it's going to trigger the San Andreas at the L.A. area. The trigger point is not out here. But, of course, you cannot control what happens along the full distance of the fault. But enough strain has been relieved that it'll probably, you know, I think it'll just kind of bypass you. And the San Andreas and the Garlock will do a lot of damage, probably also in Bakersfield. And we cannot expect to be anywhere on this continent and not expect some damage. But I was a little relieved just before this weekend. For 8 years, Dharma has had bungees around everything in the house. And she said, oh, what the hell, the rubber bands are breaking. I just may as well leave them off. And so she said, Dad, you said 3.7, it's up to you. And I heaved a sigh of relief, because if we have to attend every quiver as if it's our last, nobody can focus on what we need to do, especially her. And I really am leaving more and more and more of that kind of information, unfortunately, for the ones having to receive it, but for Soltech. It doesn't mean that you can't or shouldn't watch it and take care. For goodness sakes, take care of yourself as if you're going to have a 9-point earthquake and a 3.7 is going to make you smile. We have so many earthquakes around here, so many blasts against our shield.
We'll do a little bit of dialogue here. Monologue, I guess. We're now traveling toward Water Canyon. We come up Bacchus Road, turned east on Highline, and we're just about to turn up Water Canyon.
This is going to be a little bit awkward for all you listeners. I don't know how we're going to shift this microphone back and forth, and I don't know how to get her eyes open along with her mouth. So we're going to have to move along here, feeling our way. We're headed up Water Canyon, which becomes an extremely, extremely important location. And I would like to speak loud enough for the ones in the rear to hear, but I'm going to lose her voice if I shout. As we get to the top of this place, we're going to, there will be a Y in the road. And we will take the one to the left and move up to the county park just to drive through it, so that ones can understand the difference in the vegetation as we come up this canyon. As we get to the area of the park, you'll find that there are some very large evergreens. And it will almost be like moving into a different land, if you will, as we move into a higher altitude. You'll have this same repetition across the road as we get to the Broome property this afternoon. We will not be able to go onto the Broome property because it has been kept in its rather... Ooh, go! Oh, I think you got him. We believe maybe perished a squirrel. We will have to... We'll have a lot of interruptions along the way and a lot of clicks and clacks because we're having a little trouble with buttons and things. At the top of this park, it moves on to some higher country. They're your hawks. Don't miss them. They're always up here. This is grandfather's land. We'll have to look very carefully. Yes, it's the golden eagle. It's a juvenile. Do you want to stop here and take a picture, or do you want to wait till you come back? This is a very, very important place for the big birds. We have the eagles up here, and this is the place where we have released some of the condors to reintroduce into the wild. But what we have here always are the golden eagles, and we have the imperial eagles, a pair, that have now nested, so there are more than one, and these we call the phoenix. These are the ones that are the imperial eagle of the Philippines, called the Philippine bird, but it is the phoenix, and it was missing for many, many, many years. This is a blessing. These were brought here because of our people here. And with any kind of luck, maybe they will be sighted today. But we just passed some golden eagles and some red tails. We are entering the park now.
This is a holy place. They didn't know it when they built the park here. We left a message here for Little Crow some years ago, an altar. And he got his message, and it's a very wonderful place to be. I'm going to just sign off until we come up to a place where we can stop at the top of this. I just want everybody to be able to visualize. We're now in the very tall pines. Very beautiful up here. EJ, you will please pause as we go past the place where the altar was left, but don't stop. Right here to the right is where we left the altar, on a little lower level. And I will explain, the altar itself was a pottery container, crow feathers, because of Little Crow, bits and pieces. Now, this is called Carl's Rock. And you will have noticed that there is a sign there that says Carl's Rock. Not to be confused, it's not Little Crow's. Little Crow's name before Carl Bryant died and went his way was Little Crow.